Greetings from the Candy Colored Studio, where life is sweeter in candy color. I'm oil painter Katrina Berg, and I'm so glad you're here. I'll be chatting with you from my Midway, Utah home, serving up a palette of support, hope, and love with a side of realness. As a mother of five, including five-year-old twins, I know too well that life is rarely easy and jolly, but savoring the sweet moments gives us the strength we need to find peace, growth, and fulfillment along our journey. Again, so happy you're here and welcome.
I'm getting on a podcast, so don't make noise.
Welcome back to the Candy Colored Studio. Do you ever wonder what it's really is going on over here at the Berg household while I am recording these? It always starts out with something like me sticking my head out and saying, "Hey guys, I'm going to record a podcast. Can everyone be quiet for a few minutes?" Right, buddy? And just on cue, he wanted to know if he could watch number blocks. Oh my goodness. So anyways, it's always an adventure around here. And yeah, I love that sometimes in the episodes you can totally hear what's going on, and other times there's muffled noises as they're outside playing, and this is just real life, right? Well, happy Friday. Today for Sweet Ladies, I want to share about my sister-in-law, Tracy Berg. And I just want to start out by telling you that for me personally, I feel like our family has been so lucky because we live in a place where we have family nearby. And Tracy and our brother-in-law, Paul, or actually Carl's brother, Paul, they actually live in Midway. And so while we have family in the Valley, they are our closest relatives. And it's something kind of special because I grew up far away from cousins, aunts, and uncles, and most of my grandparents. So having these opportunities and friendships for us and for our kiddos has been so dreamy. So again, today I'm going to introduce you to my sister-in-law, Tracy Berg. She is full of talent, has this heart of gold. She's super kind. She's a great listener, super organized, and she's just the kind of friend that we all consider ourselves lucky to have in our lives. So we'll start out with just a few things about Tracy. First of all, you have to know that she's a super smart cookie. I could be wrong, but I feel like she studied accounting in college. And so obviously she's really good with money and really good about just keeping track of all the things. And I know that she takes care of Paul's accountant stuff now for his business, which has been awesome, I'm sure, for them to have her be able to do that. And one thing that I love about Tracy is that she sees everything that comes into their household as a true resource. And she doesn't just spend things lightly, if that makes sense. And I love this about her because I feel like she and Paul always have their eyes on the prize. I remember when Paul got a new truck, they had literally saved and they didn't buy it until they had all the money they needed to pay it off. Isn't that awesome? And so it was really inspiring, and it's inspired us. We now have like a car fund that we put money into every month, and it's been a really great thing. Well, anyways, we absolutely adore living close to Paul and Tracy. And I've talked, I think it was episode 35 that I interviewed Carl, and we talked a little bit about when to hire employees, and we talked about his experience getting to work with his brother. And so you can hear a little bit about some of the other things that I have said that I love about Paul and Tracy. But again, this episode, I want to tell you just a few more things about Tracy. So I do feel like Tracy's the kind of person that she has this amazing vision. And I think that not everybody has that gift, but she knows where she wants to go, and she's willing to put in the effort to get there. And it's in every area of her life, whether it's spiritually, friendship, physically, you know, being a mother, all those things, it's really apparent in the way that she lives her life. And I said to you already that she truly does have a kind heart of gold, and she is just super, just a super, super wonderful person. And you really do need to just sit down and have a deep chat with her, because she's like one of the best listeners, but also she always asks really great questions that lead to really great conversations. And I love hearing her ideas and her thoughts. And She was probably, I think she was the first person in the family when I became part of the family that was brave enough to ask about my bone disease. I have this rare bone disease. And I remember we sat down and talked about it one time. We were just hanging out with the kids who were playing and she asked me and we just had a really good chat about it. And I think that was the first time that I really could see her heart and like just see how much compassion and love she has for other people. And so I think that I always thought she was wonderful, but that was something that happened pretty early on in our relationship that I was like, oh, she's amazing. And just as a fun thing, I absolutely love it when Tracy laughs. Like when she laughs and she can't hold it back anymore, you just want to video it because it's like pure gold. You know, you can sell that stuff. Okay, I want to tell you one more story about Tracy. So when we first moved up here, our oldest was just a couple months old when we moved to Utah. And then within a year, you know, there were so many of us already that were married and having kids. And Tracy had this idea that she wanted to create kind of like a family tradition and an annual kind of, I don't know if it started out as that desire. I kind of think it did. I'll have to ask her. But anyways, she planned for us to have a trip and go as a family to Bear Lake because she had heard great things about Bear Lake. I mean, most of us had, but I don't know if any of us had ever been there other than some of the guys, some of the brothers that had gone there for school, the siblings that had been there for school nearby. And so anyways, we took off to Bear Lake and we stayed in this fun house pretty close to, you know, the beach all together as a family. And there's seven kids in Carl's family. So it's a lot of people. And it ended up being such a good trip and everyone had such a great time. And then it became really kind of a gift because it was the only trip that we all got to go on with Carl's dad. And then he passed away that next March, and you know, just about 6 months after we all went together. And we decided while we were there that it was so much fun and the kids were having such a good time that we wanted to have something that they could remember doing with their family and their cousins. And so we knew we wanted it to be something that we repeated every year. And it's all thanks to Tracy. So I think we have now gone, is this the 16th? No, is it the 15th year? Anyways, we're getting up there. We're getting, it's been lots of fun and we're going to go, hopefully if everything works out the way it should, we should be able to go in the next few weeks. And it is, it's only 3 days, but it is the 3 days that our kids look forward to every single summer and they look forward to it all year and they talk about it and they have all these like amazing memories of going to Bear Lake together. And so it's just extra special. And last summer, Carl's youngest brother, Ryan, I guess it's his only younger brother, everyone else is older, but his younger brother, Ryan, and their family were able to come. And Ryan and Catherine came, I want to say that very first time, but it was before they had kids. And so this was the first time they were able to bring their kids. And so that was a really special Bear Lake year because we had everybody there. And that was just one of those, again, amazing memories and something that our kids will never forget. I won't ever forget. And I'm just so grateful because Tracy was totally the architect behind all of that. And it seems like such a small choice and a small idea that has become one of the most treasured things that our family does together. And, you know, life is hard and there's always hard things going on with every family and we're all trying to be better people, but we get to set aside a few days every year and spend that time together. And I really think that that's some of the most valuable time that I've had and been able to spend with those cousins, with my sister and brother-in-laws, my mother-in-law. It's been just amazing and I owe it all to Tracy. And so again, I think sometimes we have these friends or sweet ladies in our life that just quietly do amazing things and they really just don't have any idea the impact that it's going to have on so many of us. And that's totally the case with Tracy. Anyways, Tracy, I want you to know that I love you. happy birthday week to you. And I just hope that you know how much we as Bergs love you. And we're just grateful to be part of your family and to be your neighbors down the road. Anyways, yeah, so much love to you, Tracy, and much love to each of you listening today. If you have a sweet lady like Tracy in your life, she doesn't have to be exactly like my special Tracy, but if you have somebody that's making your life a little bit sweeter, please send me her name in a little description at my email, and it's the letter K at KatrinaBurke.com, and I would love to be able to share your sweet ladies in your life. And just want to say thank you for listening today and sending lots of love from all the crazy Bergs and from the Candy Colored Studio.